Chair of the Diadel Schwartz, December 3, 2009. The Hotbed Hagera, Part 2.
Of course, the title of this year is a continuation from last week. In fact, in my notes, I read the original title as the Indian Q Gailey Umatsovan Bakol. And now it's the, I would call it the Failing Days or Hemshire. And some of the things that we didn't get to discuss last week, but we started to talk about. And I would suggest that you take from last week's papers and to go to number 9. Well, this week starts with number 10. That's what I wondered if it was to have an answer. The number 9, we have the copy of the Sefer HaHinur. The Mitzvah Tosfon of Aleph, and we had discussed last week the Mitzvah of Haftamis Agir, the whole Indian of how that portrays itself, how it's described in the Rambam, just running through what I remember with the Hilchos Deos and the Shuvos HaRambam that he wrote to that. The Tatsim was a Talmud Chacham, where Avadi Agir had been insulted, and how he consults the classic Shuva that shows a great sensitivity on the feelings of a gear, what it is, and you will see that also represented in what the Chinuch writes here. We also have other pages from the Chinuch. But something left over from last week was we were discussing whether there is an actual kiyum of a mitzvah in being mishpat.
It's called press one.
Press one.
I don't think that's
correct. It's normal
interruption.
Okay. So we're talking about the what is considered a fulfillment of a mitzvah. And I quoted that time the Sefer, the collection of great Mamorim and Halacha from the Yilu Geshuni.
Is anyone there?
What is that? In Ohio?
What?
It's, they're listening in what state are they listening to?
Where's the what state? Last week we had somebody from Israel who's here now.
Oh, yeah?
Did you see Rabbi Fine?
Rabbi Fine!
He was here with Carmel. He works with the Eros Hemba.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
How long do you have time? Anybody here?
I know
he gave a shiur in the Chesha Mishra Torah from Rabbi Cohen. But Tony mentioned that to Mensa yesterday.
We
can proceed.
They're calling Charles Chetsky down. They said he has the phone line. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe she said in his cell. Well, could you have the
map? Okay, let's go.
Well, the door is open. Distracting. Distracting to me. I mean, I think it's swinging open. So I was saying we're dealing with whether there's a fulfillment of a mitzvah. So in that paper he quotes a Tashbetz in the Zohar here that says that it's a definite mitzvah, it's a fulfillment of a mitzvah. It goes back to Avraham Avinu and that the way it's described. And also he quotes from the Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam, from the Mitzvah of Avos Hashem, and the Mitzvah of Avos Hashem is described, that was in last week's document, as the Avraham Avinu brought people to become what we call converted, to believe in Hashem. So we see that that's what the fulfillment, the Haftarah Sager, and comes together with Avos Hashem. So there is a specific Mitzvah. Now the interesting little oddity that he mentions there, and I looked into the actual Sefer, the third of the last real covenant of Zal, Balaam, Ben Shapiro, Zal,
the child said she was Dvar Avraham. Dvar Avraham, he was the great love, but a great London. In fact, I heard from people that were in the yeshiva world in the early part of the 20th century. They said when the, I heard this from my brother, Savitsky, he says when the sacred Dvar Avraham reached the yeshivas, it made a big lesson because of how he explored in Yonim, in Halacha and Shvara. And you can always see a sefer successful by how many Talmidei Chachamim ask questions on it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they'll just ignore it. So the second chelik of the sefer is mostly answering the questions on the first chelik. And the third chelik was published posthumously later on. So anyhow, okay. Thank you. Now, so there's a shaila. A shaila of love asked, what is the shaila? The shaila was the following. And here's what the answer back to the story that was for the end of last week's. And that's been found in the Dvar Avraham. And we have here, I'll tell you exactly, in Chelik Bey, Simon Chopay. And he doesn't, there was a Gadol Echad, a certain Gadol Echad, that was asking questions because the Dvar Avraham discussed in Yonim of Mila and the many other in Yonim in the first Chelik. So in that case, this love makes a Ha'orah. You know on Shabbos, on Kufwam and Zion, on the days, what's the bracha that you make when you're being Mal Galen? So the obvious seems the person shaila. When it says tibonu means what? A mitzvah. So where's that mitzvah to be mal gaving? In other words, is it that Rav wanted to bring sort of a proof from that's a sign that it's a chiyuv of a mitzvah. But yes, where is there the tibui? So that was a shaila. So the Kavanah Rav says, when it says tibonu does not necessarily mean that it's a mitzvah chiyuvis all the time. We do that but with many other things. Like for example, in Stam Shechita, we say, Shechit the song of the place of tibonu ala Shechita. We don't say that it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. If you want to eat meat, you make a bracha. But it doesn't necessarily mean the only place where it might be an absolute mitzvah would be by clutching. Keep this clutching, or you have to shed something in the mikdash, and there is part of that. But otherwise, so he said that's no lie that in dealing with gaming and doing the maisa halacha that you have to do to convert gaming, that it's a mitzvah. That's his zichui. That was the way. Better get a babysitter. So anyhow, so that's how he responds to that particular idea. In other words, from the word Sivan, who is not a raya, that is a total mitzvah for you. That's a little oddity. Meanwhile, he mentioned something else, which I just thought was rather interesting. Yet he brings in the same sefer, the Dvar Avraham and Chelik Beis. I was looking to it, I have it at home, and I see that in Simon's love, he talks about the following question, which was brought up. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, we have to allow ourselves the luxury of even exploring some Yonim of Kushim and so wherever you can. So he's saying, well, our Galim, do they have the deen, by certain Kabbalists, there's a deen of Smicha. The son of Cheshiyoto, the Bible Matthew, sometimes of the Kaidin, some Kabbalists don't have Smicha, or whatever it is, we're not talking about Smicha's Rabbanis here. So anyhow, so this one was trying to say, well look here, doesn't it say that generally when there's a Pasuk that deals with B'nai Yisrael, when they use the Lashon for B'nai Yisrael, that seems to eliminate seems to eliminate my doctors.
Somebody has to
see what's happening here. Let's
somebody to teach us to get the electronics.
I don't stand here. Get the shit.
Oh, please.
What do you have in your pocket?
I left the contract.
Okay, so is that?
They handed
out with
their phone, maybe.
Probably. Yeah. All right. So the question is that in, you know, part of the, is the gear included in the dean of Smitha? So that one wanted to say.
The word that was to be.
Yeah, well, you know, you say, the name. When you say the name is wrong, you have to have a Hebrew. Or trying to include gaming.
Right.
There are many places that have a Hebrew to include gaming, like by Sukkah, and it says Ezra, but there's a Hebrew to include gaming too. They're all involved. Because there's some things, even when someone is a Ger Tzedek, that we'll see later, that he can't do in the Jewish community.
Right.
There are certain type of restrictions. In fact, I always use the analogy all the time. Why should there be a restriction? On a year, he went through, he's a Ger Tzedek, the same as
he can't be threatened under that state.
That's the main thing. That's one of the major things. That's a law.
President
that
there, has been
that's right.
Born in the United States.
Yeah. That's why they once disqualified somebody years ago, a candidate that they were debating about. I think it was Romney or someone that wanted to be a candidate found out maybe he was born in something that was a territory yet. It was not part of the part of the state. Also, they made a tumult. So they leave it to them, but that's the Indian. So there are certain things that here is because of the background. That's the way the Taylor said it. So what about the Indian of Smicha? So he brings, and this rug wanted to say that maybe he just did not have Smicha there by clutching, in the Indian of clutching. However, there is a Taylor's claiming where it says Odom, Kiyaki Kogman, the Taylor's Kapoor says clearly over there, Lerabe is gaming. So there's no argument about it. So that's just a little bit of an oddity that is mentioned over there. Now let's look here. I just want you to see an important thing in the Sefer HaKinuch. So the Sefer HaKinuch, I'm just saying this as a general thing, when you learn the Sefer HaKinuch, the Pnim, without the Minchas HaKinuch and all, he has many places, he gives a rationale that sometimes is converted into almost something that becomes like a minig or a halacha. So for one of the things that is used in the Bati Dinim and El Shishor, just you give me an example, is when they talk about severance or compensation for someone in a community that has served in a community and for whatever reason his job is ended, he's not thrown out, just ended, whatever it is, there's a certain inyan of hanukkah. And the word hanukkah comes, the chinuch says it over there when it talks about they're sending out the Gevin Ibi, it's a hanik tonic. You know, the tones called me gone from Yikrecha. So the chinuch says over there, it's loy that you send away a pearl after a certain amount of favor, here, that you should give him a hanukkah. So it's only a Muslim, really. It's only a moral thing, but it was accepted Ramaisa. And we have cases here in this Besdin about such things, I'm not going into that. So here the chinuch more or less lets himself go as to a certain way how to conduct yourself, a reference not just to Galen. But you notice, in the number 9, when it's Mitzavim Alel by Galen, Klemish and Nizel Shalom and Tzar, now they're talking about, this story about a Mitzvah Tasei. It's a Mitzvah Tasei of Abba. Certainly we'll bring up those statements that talk about loving that has to do with the Tzar of the Galen. Here's talking about the Nizel Shalom and Tzar Yisam B'Shum Dover of a Nasa and Tevah and Nivul Yisam Chesed Kepir Ahoy Vayecheles. Which we mentioned last week. You can't do anything negative. Shalva Pishoy, the cloud of Sona Lisha Samisa, we have talked to that fully. Face is Lord of Akasabo Menir, Yuchedislo, Beyond the Gail of Sina. And then he quotes that whole Gemara about how many loving, how many suing, and so forth. And talks about what the Gemara mentions there, that 10 generations of descendants of Galen in from their presence don't say anything that is negative, you know, about Goyim or about
Israel. That's
right.
It's our money coming
in. Now he says that what I've underlined by saying, it says, the Yeshua said that the Russian came as the Gemara, meant that it was there to pay God that in the Rambam, which we did. And on the Eggers, Mr. Zub, before Baka, before Zman, the Zohar and the Kaver, the Eva Alev, the Tsar Isam, Oshim Israel, the Hatzol Osam. Word in that way, all the Hatzol of Mamaiman, Oshim Mekul Bishvayram, Mitzat Yahin Gaming, the Einham Ezer the Uma, Bitel Eshazu, the Angel God of the Earth. So I become the Kaver is Bill Tsar Lam. He's really projecting how the Gemara looks at it. Yes, one of, now here is where we would call this a tutorializing, and that's what the minute of Sinner is going to say. That this up to now is really halacha. This is definitely halacha, how to treat that type of person in the community. But yes, one of Wilma is going to mitzvah, yakor, azos, lachem al kol adam, shahu be'ir, shahena, eret malanat. In other words, how you deal with young strangers. This is an interesting
and
projection. In other words, nobody around, he has no family, nobody to help him, nobody looks in his kamo. Shona Royim Shatel, he's the one of Arachim, I'll call me Shatel Ezer. In other words, you want to have Lachmi for my Kodesh Baruch Hu, show that you're about Lachmi. That's the point. Well, Brachos, we were burned of Edgy, or not. So the minute of Chiddush says at the end, over there, look up there on the right, that's where he has the only short comments on this, is saying, Umash, of course, at the end of it, Arab and Mechab, Arab and Kolodom, who be there Hamusa? That there Hamusa? Abu Ainu Bechlal Hamitsu, right? Gersh and his guy, the Mith, the Tavis Kanti Hashem. That's a, in other words, to be technical, it's only referring to Gavin, the Hatam Etzagir. The Chedav says, any stranger, no matter who the stranger is, he's not saying whether it's Jewish or not Jewish, a stranger, a friend of, you have to see to be the child of such a person. That's their Hamusa. Now, so,
I have my, I mentioned this to my friends in the Syrian Jewish community,
yeah.
Because they,
they
put up a sign. I was so outraged, they put up a sign. If you're a getter, please do not enter.
I thought that.
I was so they don't want them
here. I'm showing
them there. One of the
I can understand. I had a deal with
here.
I had a deal with them to some extent when he put it on us. They were threatening storm wrong tactics. I'm not fooling. It was a very dangerous thing to deal with that. I understand that Babaji once came there and tried to, because there was somebody with the gear of the they wouldn't budge. Nothing at all. But I didn't realize that they don't allow them even to, you know, it's one thing.
They may have changed recently because my friend Rabbi there in the community said they are changing.
Whatever it is.
They don't do it, but if someone comes from someplace else.
Yeah, that's a different story. The only thing that they do actively is on time. I know, because that's when I visited their mikveh. and they had the most remarkable mikvah you've ever seen. It's unbelievable. It looks like the most Hollywood salon.
Right.
So that takes care of those papers from last week. Let's go further on the next section of number 10. That's from this newspaper. Now we're going to deal with the lobby. Now we're talking mostly about the offense I give and all of the applications and so forth. Now, Aaron, look at here from the paper. Number 10 is from the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam. So he has two mitzvahs here, Reish Nun Beis and Reish Nun Gimel. And this is under the lobby. The Reish Mitzvahs places it. Is the one of the highways that gave the drawing, and us gave the drawing. Who honor the gave the sonar? The watch of the filter, the sonar means the drawing. The nichtala razor, the honor, the sonar, the sonar. For the sitwar, so the tamalo, and it's like the Mishnah said there in Bava Chen and Chesam. And it's a Yisra, even a Beda Zora, asking the Tlachas, I can't touch him. It's just to say, who are you? And there they spell it out. Even the Mishnah says he bought them a tamalo, but he can say, how can you learn Taylor, cash off of the Bibles to papers, and everything else, talking about things like that. So that's one love. That's a not vote. Mr. Reisman Gimel is the one of the Ainus Gev Tzedek, or the Hezikel, the National Manager. This is talking of monetary deception. Cunning deals. Lu Amra, the low silver channel. The Russia Mechilta, low silver channel, Ben Maman. The Kvar is by the Gmelim, the Baba, the Baba Mitzia, Shaman, as I get, Eva Mishum Lo Sonu Ishes Ochi, U Mishum Ger Lo Sonu, Valech the Eva Mishum Lo Sif the Tzal, Mosaf Alazor Shu Nichlau, Nichlau Din Yisrael, Le Salema Anoat Maman. It's talking there about deception in a monetary matter. But later on we're going to see that it's not so much deception, Enoah's Mammon, does not necessarily, we'll see that from the Rambam, not necessarily mean, like, you know, buying and selling, their Dini Babaloa. That's the whole sugya in Shas, especially in Bava Metzia, when, about Stus, it's a positive Stus, is the Mecca of his time. But if it's Stus, Kona, and Mazur and Loa, he has to be Stus, it's Boke Mecca. If that's the way it is, setting the price, overcharging, that's dinim of the north moment. So the question is, by there, there's an extra love. If you just take that the way it's described. But we'll see that when we look at the theme of the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, there, I'm just skipping over what what's on the other side, number 11, is really the Mishnah of Melech. The Derech Mitzvosecha is a Taylor on the Sefer of Mitzvah, so the Amram, which is included in many editions of the Ram of Sefer of Mitzvah, from the Baal Mishmuel Melech. We'll get to that in a moment, but I think it's important to look what the Amram says in Perek Yud on number 12. Hilchos Mechira, Perek Yud. And I'll take a look there where the Rambam first describes what is that. First he says, you look at Yud Beis, Kishen Shehanoa Benekah Omenka, Tak Yeshanoa Bidvara, Shehanoa Bidvara, Sonu, Isham Yeshan, he said, we are late to know a Shehan Yashan. Then on there is the word. That's talking about one Jew to the other. Now, he has this dimension. Kesef, Koi, Kesef, well, yeah, how was it? Baal Tshuva, Lo Yemelos, Chor Maser, Lashayim. Then, Lo Yem Ben Gerim, Lo Yemelos, Chor Maser, Lashayim. Lo Yem Ger, Bo Lim, Lashayim. This is all quoted from the Mishnah there. Now, Lo Yemelos, Pesh, Yoch, 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 Lo Yemelos, Pesh ויהיה לו כדאי שעומק חבר ועיר, ולא יראה ליוצר כשפל ספר, לכל נועם מי הוא נוקי רובה. As if they're being matam, as if to say, well, as if to say, you did a bailiff and things are being punished for it, an awesome thing to say. Now, for you, then let's get down to test both. Kol ha-mana es ha-geir, bein yom-nom and bein b'zborim, eivah b'shrei shalat.
12, test both.
Test both. The Rambam, right down there. Test both. Ha-lona test both, peir yudam hirut b'chira. Kol ha-mana es ha-geir, bein yom-nom and bein b'zborim, eivah b'shrei shalat. Shenehme b'geir lo sona, ve-hanor z'borim. Velos yifetano, ve-hanor z'borim. That's a north moment. Now, the Sefer HaMitzvos, just before we even proceed any further, what did he use the language there of a north moment? He used a difference. If you look back, and he says, oh, he also used the low silver tenor. Low silver tenor of the moment. But he doesn't explain exactly how that low silver tenor is. Exactly what it is. That we'll see in a moment. There was Berlin, wrote there was Mona. Well, the mother says, you call a man a shagir, able to slay Shalabi. What are they? Meshum lo sono isha tamito, meshum al sono isha tohi, meshum begir lo sona. In other words, they not only have the loving of a regular Jew, but they have the extra love of being a gear. Now, go over the continuing. Says right, the thing in Lach so that he knows the moment, but he's going to say Shalani. So that was an Lach Zohan, Rambam said. Mishum al tonu isha tohid, Mishum al tonu isha tamisa, and Mishum al lo silka tenu. So now he's saying that they ma eva begev al Lach so an Lach Zohan, Abba an Lach, not what the Rambam is saying. Here's the finish. Anytime there's an Lach Zohan, they're all these Eva on the love of a north woman. That's what I'm going to say. Look, Ma, maybe Ma, Eva, the girl, left on a north woman, Bobby, that's a north woman.
Both,
that's what he's saying.
Are you going to, you're
around the north woman? In other words, they're locked together, so to speak. And the are left on a north, here's what he's saying, a north Allah saw North Mother, Abba North Mother. Nikmei Shahiti is a kosel of Shneim, the Lushan, the North Tam. And so that's what it is. The couple loving the gear, the Shneim had grown the favors. Those song of the Lord Silchas. And then he gives the understanding of it. Gazela, the North Dvorim, the North Mother. This is like a rationale trying to understand. Why is it worse? Shazen needs an Ishavim, the Zero needs an Ishavim. You teach somebody or somebody in money,
give it back inside.
Give it back. So when it comes to words, how do you do that? Zebra Mamena, Zebra Gupo. Now you aim at the North Dvoram, your Asa, and the Kecha, you shall double muscle the leg. For the mother called Dovashu, muscle the leg, Namabo, your Asa, and the Kecha. For I say, the North Dvoram, Nanamiyad, Shanama Kamiyashem. That's how severe it is. Now, but the Rambam has just said that every time you have a north growing, there's a lot of north moment. Time you have a north moment, a north growing, and that the Magid Mishnah has go back there on page 12. And the Magid Mishnah, whether I'm playing him all, wrestling with this language of the Rambam, you know, to take a quick look, and we have time to go through the whole thing, but just to get the point, the Magid Mishnah the same. For a man is a gear by my mom, they're in the drawing. The cloth of a lot of them is drum. The fails will solve our sisters. Then hints to the whole sister of Abzal. Or the Gemara of Perek HaZov, that's the testament day. Shani has thought of a bomb and a man is a gear over the Gimel Lavis. So I'll wait for Ezra Bishrayim. Vaishno and Anna received Gimel. Vaishno and Ami. Plus it seemed. There was a few times. Tell the Echazer, Echazer Gimel. The Gemara finally concludes there, but let's see it. Each one is three lavas, three times, three on a north, on Manas Hagiran, and on what we call Lechto. The Harav, talking about the Ram, cross of a north moment, then came Halechse. The Tisha Bor, the Mechilta, But the source, the Zahavodah, most is the center of the moment. The same cluster of the Sefer, Mitzvah, Rehman, Tet, and the Sefer of the cluster, Eru Halav, in the Gael of Sainal of Otsil, the Tenel, the Gael of Yishim, the Elis of Time, you see the Gael of Silkas, Ratham Yadatham, as Nefeshah, the Gael of Yishim, the Elis of Time. We see the Yorga Yishim, the Gael of Sainal of Otsil. The Lo Yadatham, now here's this, but he has a problem. What's the problem? The Lo Yadatham, he has a question. Lama Nitzah Galav Leimah, Master Kostam shall I give even the Lord's will in my life shall I know his mother. Why does that go together? They just insulted the Gael, the Lord's dwelling, so why is that a Lord's moment? That's why they the Hema Hefer. So he expands, Nei Lavin Yukhodin, the Lord's moment, Shehi Lechitza, the Dike of Zal, that means there's some sort of oppression on him. We'll see that the type of Lechitza will be, let's say you lent money to a Gael, and you're constantly harassing him. Pay up, you know. A bill for the collecting, where there's a dean Lothia Lothanesha, you know, the cloud. So on the gear, everyone is going to say, that's for the peace on it. So they've lobbied the Lord's Word. So they're Lothanesha, the Lothanesha, I said, shame on the Lord's Word. The rest of the hilt is this. The gear Lothanesha, the Word. The snake lobbied on the moon, the Israel. Ever by Lord's moment, ever by Lord's Word. Shagir, Nikolai Mun. He says, also included in that. Now he can, if you add it all up, it's going to be Shisha lobbying. If you add all three, besides part of being the Klal Yisrael, then the way of their three love. The last is our cause, the Manas Agir, the Be'enonis Dvorim, and the Hadleso Haddeske, which is absolute good shot. That's two different things. He says, well, Tiro Kanesha is Leifetsu. When you start chasing after him and keep demanding, that should David Gaisu is very low in favor. Demand the thing. Rocky the Rocky got sinner. Mice nor a nor deceive a glosser. The gear will sign of the son of Iso. Will the son of Isha tell me say? The gear the clown on Isa. So let's tell mommy. Gloss exceed them. The gear will sell the son of the gear will took us. Will the seal will connection. That's Rashi. Rashi gives an absolute shot. The Eina in the Talmud Lechitza in Oros Mamon. It doesn't say Lechitza means an Oros Mamon. It's only the act of harassment on the person to pay up. That's Lechitza. It's not a question of deception of money, that he cheated in money or something. But the Lechitza's Mamon came with the Okanation. Ruah Nochem did Shat HaLoshim. It's in the final Loshim. The Emes Diva Machabat Smurim right now. He remains by the question. Rather, Rambam changes the whole thing. It's a different type of shot. When the Rambam says automatic and Noah's dwelling is a Noah's mother, Noah's mother is Noah's dwelling, that's a difficult thing. And actually, the Mishnah Lamella there in that Deaz Mitzvah Tzacha brings this side. Not only does the Nagat Mishnah have a problem with the Rambam, the Lech Mishnah here right on this Omer also. So there's other kashas that you can ask on, and he remains also the Torah Eel on that particular thing. Not that we're able to answer these questions, but it's a different approach in the shot of the puzzle of the what does the low silver channel mean? Going to Rambam sees that's a Norse monish, whereas the other Rashi, and we see from the Mechilta, that it's an Indian of Moshiach Alternation. That's the way it is, a type of pressuring. But whatever it is, there are a lot of lobbying on both the gear, more than the ordinary member of Klal Yisrael, when you're dealing with that particular situation. So, just want to mention further here, Now let's look what the Sefer HaChinuch has on a Noah's Dvorim and a Noah's Mamon. That would be, now that number, let's see, four, where do I have it? 14. Yeah. 14. There it is. Yeah, it says here, yeah, look at Anoah's Agir, and here it just goes into, you might say, even the the psychological feeling of the gear. It's interesting because he brings a lie from the Gemara. When he's there, I'll say the Cheder, constantly giving Tommy. Remember, he wrote this for his son. You look at that moment, the safer Cheder, he wrote, what?
How old was
I don't know how well, I don't recall, but in the Hagdama, the Sefer Chinuch, worthwhile reading, he prepared this for his son that he should learn every week with the parshas. With the parshas. That's from the bedroom, very often. Now, what is the Aynoras Agir? Shenindu Milahemus Agir Afilu B'dvoy. Whoever means Zion or Umos, she is gaiv and nichnas b'dosenu. She also longu l'vazeise. Can't afil a bit drumin. She ne'ama v'geir osama. V'alko pi she'murnonu mizorin b'zev yisrael. Although you can't do that to another Jew either. You can't go around insulting anybody. Because if that came and she nichnas b'dosenu, hari ki yisrael hasi b'akos u'onu v'azor bo. Megan nichvalu azor d'chsi lo sonenu. Ta'am acheros. In other words, how do you understand this key to be Israel, Yeshlo Gairin, Shepard, and El Bolet, a Jew if he's insulted, his family won't like it, hopefully, to defend him. So how dare you, I do this. But again, he's the total who's going to be to stand on his side. So that's one thing. The Eitan Acher. Though she is both shash, shalom, yavza, lasura, machlis, obeyne. That's the very thing, because like, no matter how firm the gear is, he doesn't make any distinction, he's like on a tightrope. You act some way, that could turn him off. And that's one of the reasons why I started these talks, because of the different letters and calls I got from different past gamers through the years, that this happened to them and that happened to them. They're wondering as if to say, what is it? why come into this kind of community?
Are you suggesting this is common?
What?
Are you suggesting this is the common thing?
Well, from the number of things that I've heard or so, I don't know how common it is, but there shouldn't be that many. That's not the way I look at it. We shouldn't have such a thing. It should not, you know, as if to say, now that you're a gear, goodbye. You know, say, turn around, you're not someone that I can totally associate with and so forth. That could be the problem of the problem. That's because I told you what the type of notes, I don't know whether I still have that note, but the fellow wrote me, he was a gear setting, and married into a nice family in this community. He did the gear. And the Fulham family, he was Fulham, he didn't work for a Fulham man, and the man calls him a Shagas, calls him this. What kind of language is that? You know, this is awesome. It's just exactly
a guy. Just may I ask how you addressed, how you respond?
How to respond? Well, I told him, I said, these people are not learned, and they're not taught. They don't understand the serious nature of what you did, that you've... You know, you have to understand what a gear did. He left his Zillow.
The gear's commission here to travel, the journeys.
Of course. And sometimes it takes them a long time to wrestling with, even after they become a gear. When somebody told me some of the things from their early youth, you get flashbacks of this and that. Imagine this time of the year when there's the 25th of December, everything that goes on. And all that, what type of a pull that is, and his family, a family yet, that person. How do they relate to that? You know, it's hard to visualize that. Yeah. I heard from a famous Gale, we always repeat the statement, that Avraham Carmel, Oliver Sharman, passed away. He was originally
a
Catholic priest in England, and he went through the Gale's process. So I once heard him lecture in Borough Park. I remember it was in the Mazdiki Parliament here.
He is my friend.
That's right. So he got up and spoke, and he says, you have to understand. He says, it's not just the performance of the mitzvahs, of doing the mitzvah. You have to have, he used this term, a complete metamorphosis of the mind. In other words, you have to start, as if to say, thinking Jewish.
Thinking
the metamorphosis of the mind, and that takes time. or so forth. In England, of course, they took him along, especially since he was a Catholic priest. No, but he later on, he was known as a guest setter. He taught in the day schools, everything else. He was a learned and educated person. But I'm saying, so here he touches this. He says, look, that it could be Haitha Lashura. It could be Haitha. Who's that?
It says, after Mizayin almost, what is it going
to be? Yeah, well, that's unusual. After Mizayin almost in Isaiah, because the generally the deen is that even if after Mizayin almost, that are mentioned in the trailer, even if they become gay and almost, it's happening to have. So that's a kasha. That's Tamakasha, what he's saying over there. That's a good point, but that's Tamakasha, and he wondered at it. He didn't have to say it. He said, name one of the Umas. That was his guy. But of course, from the time of Sancheros, the Gemara says in Brothers, all of Sancheros will Bilbel as Kola Umas.
Yes.
There's no such thing anymore as being a direct descendant from these Umas, and they're talking about Yabi Amalek. There's no Amalek, you know.
And no more mind.
That's what it said. The only one day that is brought in Shulchan Aruch, in Ebenezer, when they're talking about the Isur of Chitum, they say maybe Mitzrayim. There's one Shita that says they were not upset so much or mixed up. Maybe they have, there's a being of, you know, Dor Shlishi. You have to wait until the door, you know, there's the, by a mitzvah, has Dor Shlishi, Amreni, Yogel Lehem the Kalashem. So even after Galus of a couple of generations, then they can come to Kalashem. All right, that's a different thing. But I wanted to point out.
You can see from the psychology that he brings.
Yes.
In his Chinuch, that the people.
The Chinuch himself, not the Mitzvah. Yes.
The Chinuch. The Chinuch. Somebody who calls a gear a shaker,
yeah,
would call a fellow Jew a shaker.
He's a crook. That's a good point. Yeah, that type of person is a, you know, in Yiddish we have a good term for it, like Lover Jung, you know, that's all. That's what we said. He's crude. He's a matter, even if he's so-called learned, but his actions are those of a crude rough.
When people say to me, like, but this guy is so full, but is that crude? Is that so full?
That's what you're trying to say. You know, the whole story.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable what's happening.
Frank Briska out of affection called him the chief of Dayan. What's up there going? But you know, we know that.
Sir. Yeah. Well, whatever it is. But that's the point. In fact, you know, according to the, if you talk about the calling name, the Gaon, Yosef Zachariah Sternzal, whose Gaon you find in the back of Vilna Shasim, Yosef Zachariah. He was an awesome bucky. Call it Terekula, not just Yoshenim Achreim, but the Droshim of Piyutim. It was unbelievable. His knowledge. So he has a section in one of his chuvas that he published some of his chuvas, where he says that the nusach in Brachos, and I don't think the real nusach Ashkenazi has it, that they has it the way he said, it shouldn't say Shavar Asani Goy, because we Jews are Goy. Goy after the other.
We
should say why Machri.
We back to
my the fact is that if he had the power, he would change it to that Musa, which was brought in some Makkah and Menachas, Shosani Yisrael. But he said that would be too much. But Shalom Asani Nochri would be the better way to do it.
Next to it, he says, Nochri Yo.
Whatever it is. All right, but let's not get off this. This is something that has to be, you see how he says it, so the time is, you have to try to keep the gear on the Jewish fold. Because someone liable to say, well, you came to gear, you got to be able to take it. Never mind. There's a time, so go Yazir Asuro. All of that. In fact, it was all saved by the Yerusha of two brothers. One is a gear, one is an Akum. You know, it says in Kedushin. So, and let's say they yarsen something, so forth, so maybe some of the stuff is not mutter for a Jew. They say you should yasher it and get rid of it. Why? Shalom yasher l'shuva. Because they say I'm being denied something that is expensive of Yerusha and so forth, never mind. Yeah, so the Jew would yasher because generally yes, in this guy because he's a militant. He has no father anymore. He has no mother. In principle, he could even marry his sister. But the psak in the Gemara is, Tinta ben Nayach can't marry sisters, so Yerma Bomi Kedusha Kamura, the Kedusha Kala. That Judaism is much easier than it can marry sisters. So that is, there's a use of the Rabbim to do that. But I'm saying that if Chazal were very sensitive to the Yazo Surah, it's very important. So as Kama Bekama, I mean, intriguing. Those who are the gazing, how to treat them, how to act. Well, not the point. It doesn't mean that somebody said you don't get up on the Pope and announce so-and-so the gears. That's the biggest way to embarrass them. People, they'll run away. You have to be treated. I don't know properly, but you have to be very sensitive to that. So let's go on further here. So, and he says here also, there's other points to bring it out here from the Sefer Achinuch here. We're following here some other notes that I have on this. But the Mitzvah Achinuch, for example, is talking about situations like, for example, let's say there's a mitzvah, and later on that is mentioned in the Sefer Achinuch and the mitzvah Shin Lamed Tet about if someone, let's say, insults you very badly, can you respond? Can you respond to the person, you know, about insulting, because if he's acting that way, he's not on the set anymore. He's like a Russian. So how do you deal with that? So there the says, Shaloyia ke'evim daimim. He can't be like an daimim. It says in the Gemara, when it says, the oyavot keseit ha-shemesh, the Gemara says, indeed, ne'elo ha-ne'lovim, ve'ein and olding, those people that accept shame and don't shame others. So he says that's Midas Chassidus. That's Midas Chassidus. But you're allowed to respond.
You think about seeking about Tzitzor.
Well, not about seeking about
Tzitzor. No, I'm saying that is because it's not Amisekho.
Well, that's one of the things they discussed there. But I'm not going to go, that's not Rosikam. That's under the question of where it's talking about where there was a Norse drawing by a Jew. That's what we're talking about, and someone is insulting you very bad, can you respond? So the lesson over there that they quote is you shouldn't be like an Eben Raymond at all. So the question is, how about a gear? How about if a gear insults you? Is he different than the other one? Can you respond? Because on the gear, there are so many things. So there's some that the Sefer the Mincha Sinner, and later on there's another Sefer, the Mincha Seilus, or so, from the tremendous Pelus on the Sefer Achilles, where they want to say that maybe by the gear you can't do that, because it's such a sensitive thing. Maybe there you have to allow it to happen. Because then there's no question, is the Amisecha or not Amisecha, but that's one of the Chikiris that they deal with.
Yeah, the end of Perek, where he says that, are there other people ugly like you?
Yeah.
And he answers him.
What?
At the end of the Perek, I think Perek Shishi is coming. He sent somebody, somebody like you, and I managed, and he followed him all the way and begged him a chiva. And at the end of the parish.
Yeah, well, that's a different situation over there. That's all. But it seems that there might have been maybe a meter's chassidus. So the question whether you can bring a high from that. That's all. Now, here where the chinuch, the minister of chinuch, mentions that particular thing. Let's see here. All right. exactly this is what I underlined it here. Well, that's something else. So then the Mrs. Smith on page 15, and we're talking about Noah's groaning of the gear, and so remember that his mother said that for 10 generations you don't insult anybody in front of them. So like, we have only his body, love there, Dafka or Gear or Rishan, Shanichas, but that's the Emmet, Shanafcho Shvela, the Gear at 38, the Gear Shanafcho Gears, the Hale the man of the Kedusha, the Adol Davis, the name side you show the name, Dino Kigeli, you'll sing or speak to me. Maybe you still have a dean of a gear or not. So actually the Mincha service is surprised that the Mincha Siddur was the Maturusha Mishnah. The Mishnah says, what does it say in the Mishnah? Then Galen. So in other words, that the fact that you come from Galen does not necessarily mean that you're a gear. But if you start pointing out you come from Galen and all that, and you're insulting that person that way, that's a Isha. That the Mincha Sin of Shiloh falls away when you look at that Mishnah. Mishnah says you can't say to the person that you're just a Ben Galen at all. Because Mincha Sin wants to say, supposing that's only referring to people that are actually with Galen, but a generation later, what about that? So actually, they surprised. Look at that Mishnah. Now sometimes, I got cool to say, well, I am that sometimes a person doesn't get it right up front of them.
What who changed this? I am Aleph, hey, I am? Oh, Evan has
Ezra. Yeah, that's what I was talking about, Evan Ezra and so forth. Because after that, he doesn't have a dean of the gear after two of those particular generations. There's a few other things that he go into. I'll tell you about a shaila that came up, lahalacha, and affected people, and there's controversy about it. And the shaila is this. Can a gear, let's say you have a gear tzedek, he's learned and everything, can he be a dayan and a bezin?
Oh, yes.
Can he be a dayan and a bezin? Now, why do I mention, what? I mean, this is a shaila that's brought in the Gemara. It's brought into Gemara, and and it was dealt with, because out of the Gemara, someone that has a short tshuva that deals head-on with it, is a Sefer Tiferes Tzvi, written by Rav Kormel Zal. Rav Kormel was the one that gave the Hefshah Barton's Candy Company. It was a big wonder. It was. I met him one or two times. It was a big, yeah, in fact, he was related to the Bartons. He used to be a rabbi in Albany, New York.
Right.
And then he moved to Cedarhurst. He was the rabbi of the young Israel of Cedarhurst later on. Anyhow, so he has a sefer in two halakim. So in the first chelik, what's interesting, you want to know about gelatin, he has it all. Whatever was said or written or Gedaling wrote about, he puts it all together. Because he's the one that made a big tumult in the 50s, early 50s, over when the Atlantic Gelatin Company was being given a hetcher by two Bonnie and Williamsburg.
I have the whole the letters from them denying that they were giving the hetcher, and I have the whole chapter entire the book, Atlantic Gelatin.
I remember I lived there in Providence when I got to the tunnel. One of them was Baskin, was another one there. The Rabbanim and their Gurus Rabbanim. You know,
I have a doctor where they wrote that they actually denied it.
So it is.
They thought the truth.
When he described the karma, when he came into the place, he saw the skins of pigs and all. Out of that, what he did all the research. And he got all the nechtovim and the wonders from the Rabban Kotlozal, from Rav Silver, from everybody. No thinking about it on any kind of gelatin from coming from animals. The only thing is, I always wondered why the Chaim Eiser gave a heter on gelatin that was made from the tables and so forth. And
I'll tell you, because the biggest question around that today we have is kosher gelatin.
Yes.
How is it tar? If it can be tar,
it changed.
Why don't you say this time also from the pig?
I'll tell you, I still don't understand that, but they went against such a goal like a pie razor. He deals with this in a shuva directly than Haley Gimel about the gelatin. Someone else in America asked him, and he, Foskin said, since it changed everything and so forth. That was it.
Even the so-called kosher gelatin,
yeah,
that was developed in the last 20 years, if that is higher than that itself,
is that right?
I just can't
answer this. The last 2 years they're making us out of... fish.
No, not making them. I thought of animal gel.
Yeah, right.
Jim and Eider is the one that started the company that's CoGel.
Uh-huh.
I worked with him.
He took over CoGel from ourselves.
No, not that he took it over, but he's the one that developed this with a company. This gel they use from kosher, which is chef of a lot kosher behavior.
Yeah.
And they used to buy it here.
They buy a couple of the drives that they use mostly the calves,
a lot
the skin from the Russian, egg, you know. And so it's very thin, it's not that much of a meat on or whatever it is, and then he processed it. So that he was Moscow and Baron from Kasha. I mean, it's all, yes, everything. But coming back to this problem, the Negev via diet. So he has a short tuba. Then he comes right to the point. He mentions the Michaelis, and he's asked the Shaila. And in other words, what he's saying to the father, I was a Shaila. The Ger, he looked at Leo's die and the Bezman, the Kabbalah's mitzvahs Leger.
Okay,
in other words, he just specifies that. And the reason, and the Paschans that he can, brings the rise from the Gemara and so forth. That happened in the United States on the West Coast. There was, it became, it's a double enforcement.
Yeah.
There was a rab there called Eitz HaSoda. That was his last name. He was in Sacramento, California.
No,
but in fact, I have shown Stuart Rosen here, and he took over after him. And he was Orthodox, he did Giyur, I didn't know who he was, and all. He was Orthodox, but well, later on it came out that he was a Ger. A Ger said it.
Mm-hmm.
So Gabor and I got some sort of thing, and a whole total, a Ger could be part of a business, this and that. And there were several families went through and they were practicing Yiddishkeit. So in El Kisrael, the Tumul reached the degree, so they're ready to ask Alal Yashiv, whoever asked them. He says, I got to Shaila, maybe it's not a good Gavis, the Bezdin is not a, so trying to get another Gavis. So this is a whole...
That's always an easy way.
You know, this is the way, and sometimes you can't do that. You can destroy a whole family or so. So the discussion came up. But when I was originally asked about it, I remember that Shuva, I said, look at... Then he was a fine Baal HaLoah, Pesach, he brings the Michaelis, be David, that's that. You know, that's it. And he's not talking about a Ger being on a Bezdin for all Dini Mamadis or even the time of Chazal Dini Fushes. Because the Gemara rejects that. But the Ger done as Ger Chaveiro. And here's Ger Chaveiro.
Yeah, we had a case in New York. But the Bezdin there apparently said, that the assistance of the woman, she said, let me have another...
if the person wants to go through that
again, just to be sure.
But you can't always do that.
So, no, the argument on the other side was, how can you do it? What's wrong with you? Why are you doing that? But it was at her insistence so that there would be no shame.
Yeah, right.
So, but it could not be. They wouldn't do that.
But they have their own position, you know.
Do it so that shouldn't be any
problem. Also, so that's why, with our feeling, we don't get into such a situation, right? But the person, they become a victim of this rabbinic practice and so forth. And just at the end, I didn't go through it, there's a tshuva here for the Mesha and Chelik Dalet there in the Odeya. Can the Ger become a Rosh Yeshiva? There's the Shaila. Why not? No, because there's a deen, Galen cannot be elected with Torah. Like a melech, they learn out the deening of Torah, which means where a person has arbitrary power, so forth, you know, whether he can say Tatum or melech, and the Rambam brings that to me, and any type of position, that if it's a mitzvah Torah, they can't have a Ger can't be
by Rosh Yeshiva means Ziva, Rosh High Yeshiva, not
Rebbe. That we're talking about. See, he says a Rosh Yeshiva. So even the Rosh Yeshiva, though that makes you like about it, He says, even though he could send out about her or not, but that's all part of the Seder Lima. It's not real Svara. It's not the actual sense of Svara that you have.
What do they do? How do they answer Shmaya Natan?
What? He mentions that.
So he answers
that maybe the Mamesha writes, maybe it was a Hazor theory saying this. So someone brought a better eye and Ishmael Gaptalion, good question. He says, since it's not Bora Yehusam Shog Daily Meru, Imorosa Imam Yeshua, maybe. Lo Shayach Ledina Lachich Mam Shayahim or Yahi Gedalu with Kupotam, or the Shalshala Sakabora. Neo Day Loya Min Haro Shaw. Maybe it was. And Okain Shahoya Bidvaiva. Hanaviyah, where Shema Shofetna says Yisrael. So one of the Jerusalem and Tetra says it was our Lord Shah, that, you know, that she could be Raviyah, that she could teach them and so forth. So that's about Maisha said, a Maisha Shamit, Mitzvah Shobahatam and Tiger, Mekuyeva Shoshana Lekavim, Ula Hokel, before the Yonim Ha'elam. The Ticha Acha Yishuv Gadol, where they should write. Jeremy doesn't write that. But a Yishuv Gadol, Nira, Shein Lahachi Misos Elu, the Tkupasena Keinian Shal Maisa Swara. That's what he said. Ika Tapkicha Yeshiva Lalamina Talmidim, the Shein Lasik. Now you're not compelling them to learn. That Swara would be when you have the power of coercion. That's the concept that he's bringing into it. You don't have the power to
make that one. I'm sure that the Western Yeshiva today will accept that.
I don't know whether they accept that.
They're all in their fault.
That's always true. So that's an interesting analogy. Now I just want to, on the conclusion of that note, ask something other than the whole statement about the question of the tier from a gear to a minion in certain cases. It sounds strange.
Comes from the pre-Megadim.
Then the Gedashti served the Nei Yisrael. So the Rabbi said the Nei Yisrael, but is there a Hebrew to include Gael? So there's a whole discussion in this Bechemet. I have it over here. I'm not going into it now. I'll leave it for another time. Whether they're included, whether that is only Ashmachta, so it's only a Darabana, you can include them. What about Parsha Zocha, the Kriyas of Taylor? Where the Rabbish of the Kedusha, the Isa, maybe, because Dima Gadim is in the Sukkot. Dima Gadim writes about it. And others, Decha, if they have it, brings other Decha that Prima Gadim and so forth. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, those interesting.
So what's the bottom line with that? He can be.
He's part of the Minyan. There's no question about it. That's all. That's the way. But it's a discussion. You know, everything has its ramifications. Well, firstly, next week I'm going to be have to be in New York, so hopefully I'm coming back. And the week after that, that's the 16th of December. It's in the middle of Hanukkah. Yes. That Wednesday, I've been asked for a couple of months ago to speak to the Decalogue Society and give a lecture there on the intersection of halacha and secular law. That's my topic at that time. That's a luncheon time, 12:30 to downtown.
They record it and publish it?
Well, they do record it. I don't know whether they publish it or not. So that's for 2 weeks. After that, with Mir Tashem will continue. That's all. All right. I found an interesting thing in the part of Yitzchak, which is again a huge encyclopedia, talking about the Madrega of Galen versus Tzadik. Who are greater? Galen or Tzadik?
You're right,
says talks about Bali Shuva and Tzadikim. So it brings this, so he has one sheet that says that the Galen are greater. He says it down here.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, he has to go hunt the sheet here. Yeah, but Tzadik, Aza or the
Trinidad's
interesting. Is that what he says? The Beza Fasik, Shalom Malachuk, Lukanov. So it seems that the Malachuk you breed first. Mm-hmm. So he has a deep. That he discusses that. There's so many ramifications out of
it. I mean, it shows that the importance of a guest.
Yeah, that's right.
That's important.
What's up with the Syrian community?
You're being sure shamans and you
when the shamans
in left Syria to go to South America and the United States, they were by themselves without women. And when they were there, they started intermarrying with some of the non-Jewish women. And when the rabbis finally came to the places, they saw that there was such an intermarriage problem. So, and they asked them to be the guy or the women, and it wasn't too working out. So all of the Syrian rabbis made a takona, and they keep reinforcing it. After like 15 years or so, they keep reinforcing it.
Had a story. I had one case in Brooklyn. A fellow from the Syrian community, a real Syrian last name. I won't say the name. So. And he became attached to her. He's going to want to marry this girl who said to me she seemed to be sincere. In fact, later I was proven right because they were honored years later. I was called up here in Chicago, so about years later they were honored by a day school where their children were in great neighborhood. I felt so good about it. But he told me, what my father told me? He said, you do whatever you want with these girls. You know, have relations, but don't marry them. You can't marry them. That's the kind of language.
Yeah.
And that was the time when I was present. People called me up and said, we'll beat you up. We'll do this. All sorts of things. So I did take care of a deal, but someone else married them in Manhattan, not in Brooklyn. But that's how I found how severe that was. But Baruch Hashem, my instinct about her was good because they both talked to me on the
phone. The shul in Cedars, I think, was a Cedars.
Well, there was just a great day.
That's her. That's where Levy went, Rabbi Levy. But then he went to BYU.
Confidentially, they later complained about Levy too after he left Seattle, doing similar things. Unfortunately. He had a problem. So, they were asking in all innocence. I couldn't talk too much about the first case, which I had to deal with. So here's another, and they added other dimensions which I won't go into.
I don't think they let him go,
I don't know what he's...
Now the other Rav from Seattle, his name was by Colin Sawi.
Yeah.
He is going to go to Syria.
Oh, okay.
He's a very, very fine man.
So these are nice. I felt very good about it.
Yeah.
But sometimes you don't know what's going to happen to these, especially what they went through. Can imagine how their family must treat them. But their children, day school, their honor, active in the sisterhood, in the PTA, that's great.
Right. Good.
And I haven't seen them since, but it was on a telephone. They called me in Chicago.
Beautiful.
I turned it on, but now it's not going anymore.
Uh-oh.